it's a fake. And Middle snuffs it out almost, but check down to Holker. And Holker will take it in for the score.
There it is, man. That was that play was so cool. Jay Norvell pulling out the trick plays every single week, it seems like. Joining us now on our First Advantage hotline, and just so happens to be my player of the week. Dallin Holker is going to receive a lot of awards, but that one might stick. That one I'm sure he's pumped about. Dallin Holker, tight end for the Colorado State Rams. Dallin, my man, thank you so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, listen to that live studio audience there cheering you on, man. They're pumped for you. You had a fantastic game. You've had a fantastic season, my friend.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, we kept hearing your name a lot when you transferred to Colorado State. The coaching staff, of course, talking you up in a big way. Folks that follow this program. So I was so excited to see what you can actually do. But my goodness, a huge game for you in the win against Middle Tennessee. 11 catches, 112 yards, a touchdown. I mean, dude, and you heard from Trey McBride as well. I mean, we're talking about some legendary tight ends here.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a great team win, but, you know, that was pretty cool getting to hear from Trey. Trey's been pretty cool. You know, he texts me after the Colorado game and stuff, and so he keeps up, and, you know, he's a great guy. So it was good to hear from him.
I mean, Dallin, your boy Jack Howell was in the studio the other day, and I asked him, I said, are there some comparisons there? And he was going all in. He's like, you know, Trey McBride has this area that he does really well in, but as far as, like, route running and stuff, Jack's saying you're the guy, man. I mean, that high praise when you start hearing comparisons like that to Trey McBride, arguably one of the best Colorado State Rams ever.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm super grateful for that. You know, Jack's a great teammate. I love going against Jack in practice. He makes me better every day. But, you know, to be compared to someone like that, you know, is a blessing. Trey's the GOAT, you know, so it's awesome.
I think you're beating him in the hair game, though. Definitely beating him in the hair game.
Yeah, maybe he needs to grow it out a little bit.
Okay, so take me through the fake field goal. Now, I'm watching at home on my couch on ESPN Plus, and you've probably heard the camera angles were kind of weird and stuff. It almost looked like that had a chance to be picked off. Pooler puts it in the perfect spot. But I got to commend you, because obviously you're a great tight end, but to keep your concentration on that football and then make the play afterward, that was huge.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know, we were walking through the plays before the game, and, you know, Cliff Novella started to get pretty pumped up for the game, and he started yelling. He's like, get ready, we're running this. Mm. So I was like, all right. And then, you know, I seen everything in it, and we called it. And so, you know, when I seen Giles roll out, I was like, I ran through, like, there was like five guys, and I was like, oh, man, there's no way this is going to work. And then I kind of faded out a little bit. I seen it barely go over the fingertips of that guy, and then you know, it just works out perfectly from there. So it's pretty crazy.
Is that ever a hard thing to keep your concentration when you think a football might get tipped or anything like that? Because, you know, I know you make a lot of great catches, but sometimes the angle of it, and if you see a ball is about to get knocked up in the air, how difficult is that to keep your attention on the football?
Yeah, it can be super difficult, especially because you're so focused on where you think it's going to come, and then all of a sudden it gets tipped and goes like a different way. So it could be super hard. I mean, you know, those tip ones, they're not easy to get for sure.
Dallin Holker joining us, tight end for the Colorado State Rams. Are you starting to make some pitches to Coach Norvell? Because you're seeing Torrey Horton throw a touchdown pass to you. Now Giles Pooler's throwing a touchdown pass to you. Braden Fowler's throwing a touchdown pass. Are you saying, hey, when do I get to throw the football? I would like to get in on some of that.
Hey, yeah, for sure. I play quarterback. I'm until my sophomore year, so
oh,
I
yeah.
got a cannon.
Oh, I would. Hey, so you're not, without giving anything away, maybe we can expect something like that down the road.
Hey, that would be pretty cool.
Going back a couple of weeks, speaking of that touchdown pass from Horton to Holker, what was that like? Because I got to tell you, that ball was thrown. It was a pretty good ball, but you make that fingertip catch. I mean, it was a perfect placement, but you got it where nobody else could. That was a phenomenal play, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, Torrey, like you said, Torrey just threw a perfect pass. It's kind of funny because in practice, we ran it, and I was wide open, and he didn't throw it to me. And I came back and, like, joking around, was getting mad at him, and he was just like, just wait, it's coming in the game. So he threw it, and it, I mean, like you said, it couldn't have been perfect, more perfect pass, so.
Man, you're doing it all. It doesn't matter who's throwing you the football. And again, Braden Fowler, Nicolosi has been awesome to see these last couple of weeks. But it doesn't really matter who's throwing you the ball. You're going to find a way to bring down touchdowns. That's what I know for sure right now.
You know, I'm going to try my best to help us win, you know. But Braden's been killing it out there. I mean, he looks great out there. And you know, he's just putting the team on his back, and we're going with it. So,
What did that win mean to you guys, Dallin, coming off a very emotional Rocky Mountain showdown for so many reasons? There was pressure, it felt like, on this game to follow that up. There was millions of people were watching CSU-CU to be able to come out on the road against a team that beat Colorado State last season. How big of a win? Is that like one of those culture-changing wins? I mean, how big of a win was that for you?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, especially because, I mean, we know how good of a team we are, and when we came out against Washington State, we didn't put on what we wanted, and we came out, like you said, against Colorado, and we put together a good game, but we just barely couldn't finish it. So, you know, we have that confidence as a team, what we're able to do, and so we knew that we just needed to put it together against Middle Tennessee, and you know, it was a great team win, and we did, and we just need to keep building off it. I definitely think we're just going to keep building and building off of that win.
We're getting a text coming in here from the Bama Bear. Do you model your game off of a current or former tight end, you know, at that NFL level?
Yeah, in the offseason, I go through all of Travis Kelce's catches, and I watch all of his routes. I just love the way that, you know, he runs his routes and stuff and how he's able to win and leverage and do different things to defenders. And I watch a lot of George Kittle, too. So I think those two are my biggest that I watch.
Travis Kelce, George Kittle. I mean, those are some pretty good tight ends to try to kind of model your game after.
Yeah. No, they're the best. That's why I love watching them. Just, you know, seeing what they're doing that's new and what else they're doing. So, yeah, I love watching them.
You know, it's interesting to me in the offseason. We talked about this Fort Raid offense and how a tight end would really fit into that. And it, obviously we didn't really see that take hold last season. But that was the talk, was Dallin Holker. I mean, this guy is going to fit exactly what this Fort Air Raid offense needs. Talk to us a little bit about that, how the tight end really does fit into that style of offense.
I think it's huge because – you know, like you said, we have some great receivers. You know, I think one of the best receiving corps in the whole nation. And you know, when you can have a tight end, someone who can kind of take over that middle, or someone else who can just help the safeties to have to stay down and the linebackers so that they can do their thing on the outside, it just makes the offense a lot more dynamic. It just opens it up for the run game, and it opens up for all the receivers. So, I mean, you know, I think it plays a big role, especially in the air raid.
Dallin Holker joining us, tight end for the Colorado State Rams. Are you becoming like Torrey Horton's best friend now? Because last season, Torrey Horton, everybody knew the ball was going to go to him. I mean, we're looking at Torrey, everybody. They're trying to guard, throw everything. Now you come in, and if I'm a defense, I'm going Horton or Holker. I don't know which guy I really can focus on here. That's got to be a nice luxury for Horton, too, because he's not getting as much attention. Now it's like 50-50.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely grateful to have a guy like Torrey out there. You know, a lot of defenses key in on him and helps my game open up a lot more. So being able to, you know, be out there with Torrey, he's an amazing player, and not just that, he's a great person and one of my good friends. So, you know, having him out there is just awesome, and it's a great time.
Talk to us a little bit. I love this story, too. Your wife, Tay Raymond, you guys transferred together. She's on the Colorado State track and field team. Jack's telling us the other day that you two are like two of the most competitive people he's ever met. I got to imagine between the two of you guys, you're constantly going back and forth being Division I athletes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always competitive in our house. I think our first fight we ever got in actually was we were playing pickleball. It's not super as big out here as it is in Utah, but we were playing pickleball, and it was getting super competitive, and we kind of started talking some smack to each other, and we just walked off the court and didn't talk to each other. So that was, you know, that was the first time it ever really came out, but it definitely is, you know, we love the competitiveness and competing, so it's fun. It's a good time, though.
Do you guys talk sports all the time, or do you try to shut that off? Because again, both being athletes, and that's such a such a gigantic part of your life. Do you try to set time aside where it's like, okay, we're not going to talk about track, we're not going to talk about football or anything. We're going to do something else completely different.
Oh, you know, I've thought about that a lot, but it's just so, like, I mean, you know, we have a few classes together, but other than that, I mean, we have a little bit of time at home with each other, and when we're not doing that, it's just, you know, sports, and so that's really, like, all our day consists of, and so, you know, it's fun just talking about different conversations we have and different things that go on during practice and at different times with our sports, so... You know, we love sports, and it's you know, a huge part of our life, like you're saying. So we love talking about it and getting to, like, see what's happening in each other's lives.
Yeah, I love the story, and I love the fire, pickleball, you know, getting after it. And I am seeing pickleball get bigger around the area. My neighborhood in Timnath, they just put in a bunch of pickleball courts, man. So it's growing in this area, for sure. I'll have to shoot you an email with a list of some of the hot spots in Fort Collins.
Yeah, no, please. We've been trying to find some. We went to one place, but, you know, they need to make some on here. It's a fun game.
Yeah, get you down there and start to, you know, start running the courts down there. 22 yeah. receptions for you, 268 yards, 4 touchdowns. Obviously, folks are talking about just how good of a tight end you are. And I think I look at you and I go, dude, this guy, third rounder better. I don't know just yet, but do you think about that a lot? Do you think about the NFL?
You know, that's definitely my dream. I mean, you know, that's what I work for, and, you know, that's the end goal for sure. But I kind of just feel like when you're focused on that and thinking about that and worrying about it too much, that it affects your game on the field. So I kind of just take it, you know, one game at a time, you know, just play where I am, where my feet are, be there, enjoy the moment. And I feel like that helps me play better and just play better with my teammates and stuff like that. So I try to enjoy this time, and, you know, when that time comes, I definitely will think about it more. But, you know, I just love being out here with my teammates, and so that's all I really think about right now.
Yeah, well, I think about it probably too often. I think, you know, again, your stock's just going to keep going up, man, with these big numbers and everything. Hey, what did it mean to you, kind of last question here, Dallin, to be voted a captain and be fairly new to this team, being a transfer? I thought that is such a telling thing when you see, okay, there's a lot of guys that have been here a while, they're voted captains, but then you come in and you make not just an impact on the field, but as a teammate. What did that mean to you?
It means everything to me. I mean, you know, coming in, it's a different dynamic just leaving a team and coming to a different team and having to, like, learn all the new things and stuff like that, and just how everything works and learning offenses and different things like that. So it's definitely, like, crazy, but, you know, I love these guys, and they're so great to me coming in. You know, they're loving and they're there for me. And so, you know, it's just we got a great team. We got a team of brothers and of love. And so, you know, I was super grateful to be voted captain and to be leading us out there. So it means everything to me.
Dallin, Kevin Lytle with the Coloradoan posted something that said, after the Rocky Mountain Showdown, it feels like this team has become more galvanized. They're more together than ever before. Do you feel that way?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, we've gotten so close together. I mean, and it's not just, you know, obviously on the field, but, like, off the field too, you know, we're always doing things with each other, hanging out. Everybody says hi to each other. It's a great atmosphere. I've never been in an atmosphere like this. It's great in the locker room. Like, it's, you know, everybody's cool with each other. There's no drama. It's just a bunch of love. And so, you know, when it's like that, you can just go out there and play, and it's fun. It really is a brotherhood.
Dallin Holker, hey, you were my player of the week, Dallin. I mean, you get a lot of honors, but that's got to be up there. That's got to be up there.
Yeah,
how's that feel?
Sure. It feels great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, my man. I appreciate you. We love watching you play football. It is really fun. It was fun to see this team score 31 points against Middle Tennessee. And I'm excited to be out there for Ag Day this weekend. This should be a fun game coming up against Utah Tech.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you. But, yeah, it will be a fun game. You know, the orange is always cool, so looking forward to it.
All right, my man. Hey, we'll pickleball it up at some. Take it easy on me, though. I'm a rookie. So yeah. Maybe at some point we'll figure that out.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. Dallin Holker, tight end for the Colorado State Rams.